Sure, Oh, Anything?
Please be visualize the motivations, and then Vishala will continue the Lamrim teachings, what he has done in last Sunday.
Then by the year, tene ma chöy dung rupa tenri shi duk tere da
so in the great stage of the party enlightenment, it has four parts, showing the greatness of the teachings. Teachings also in order to establish that it is the of the noble origin, and the second part is showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender the respect for the instructions, and the third part how to listen to and explain the teachings and how to lead the students with the actual instruction. These are the four main parts. And regarding of the greatness of the authors, Gishila has already mentioned about the greatness of the author, the Guru Atisha, where he was born in the royal family, and after that how he possessed or gained the scriptural knowledge and realizations. And it, as he has learned and skillful upon those knowledge, he benefits towards those sentient beings and flourishing the Dharma. In fact, how to flourishing the Dharma in Tibet, there also in Tibet what we call the flourishing the Dharma at the beginning, and then the second there are two paths, and at the beginning of the time, there are many scholars, they confuse often the subject of the emptiness, and in order to clarify those ignorant minds, the Kamalashila has clarified those who is the ignorant upon the emptiness or the shunyata, and after that the second time the Dharma flourished in Tibet, then there are many the series or the attainments, the who are not real Siddhis, in that time the Guru Atisha also clarified and reflourished the Dharma in Tibet.
ཁྱི དང 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 ཁ 다 리벤딩아 그래서 이동하에 계속해야 돼. 모두 저기 라마 죽숨는 시에 인디에 각 그게 냠데 멜롱 스디레 롱딘 베데주 좀 나와 탐니 어디레스.
So the second part what we call the greatness of the teaching of teachings in order to engender respect to the instructions, and regarding of these subjects, so someone who needs to compose the shastra or the scriptural teachings, then they need some few qualifications. As it says, they should be have the master of the five topics of knowledge, or they should be master of the grammar and the nangripa or the inner logic, and the understanding of the pramana or the logics. So these few characters should be adorned with the someone who wants to compose the scriptural knowledge of the Buddhist. And then so regarding of the Guru Atisha, he is has possessed those knowledge, and also the second character, what we call the should possess the instructions that are the key points of the practicing the meaning of the topics. The second topics of the, and then also the transmitted in an unbroken lineage through excellent lineage. And then the third knowledge, what he should be possessed, should be received the permission to compose the text in vision of his or her chosen deity. So regarding of this, that the Gishalas recommended that he has received those he has received those instructions. Also there are 13 the Mahasiddhas who is visualized by the Guru Atisha, and then he received the permission from those Mahasiddhas. So however, Guru Atisha is a qualified master to compose the commentary of the Shikyamuni Buddhas or the text of the Buddhas.
In the Taganaki, downtown, Ganga, Bingema, Dimino, Yajiton, and Tosis in Rodonji, Shirawata, then Karsa, Pena, Tricia Chatis in the Derva, Tango, Tango, Sudizanda, Pichil, Tizan, Hizik, Buddha, Wayama, Tepsha, Sura, Tinny, Rigzition, Yajita, Yajin, and Buddha, but that is a bit, and it's phenomenal for you at the South Zivas, the country bay. Pilul mesum jom semua, dia kanga kalikal yarji tang semua, tapi dia tu kos semua yarji maruwa.
The knowledge of the external knowledge and the inner knowledge, they are differentiated between those, the external knowledge or the understanding or the inner knowledge of the understanding. So regarding of those, the external knowledge, regarding of the how to construct the things and so on. So subject about those, for example, about the arts, at the beginning they are not good artists, but however they learn at the beginning it's not good and perfect, and then they develop through the knowledge of the fields, and then they develop their understandings, and then they progress but their knowledge. So the progress and these times regarding of the technologies is a very very rapid great progressions. So therefore they met the aeroplane which fly in the sky, and then some other goes into the tunnel, and these are the subject matter of the external development.
So
regarding of the Buddha Dharma, it cannot make up much. It says that whatever the foundation and the path and then its fruitions, whatever Shakyamuni Buddha had established, we have to follow those paths, and we cannot mix or make of it. So, however, there's a difference between the how to developing the external knowledge and the inner knowledge, and then because of that, we have to follow the instructions of the Buddhas. Regarding of that, in this the few the qualifications of the guru, how to compose the who should be composed the teachings, it said that because of that reason, here Yudhishthira refers that the composer should possess instructions that are the key points for practicing the meaning of the topics of the Buddhist knowledge which have been transmitted in the unbroken lineage through excellent beings from the perfect Buddha. It means lineage after lineage, one should be received the instructions. And these are the traditions of how to develop and how to develop the Buddha Dharma or the inner knowledge. And what means that how to flow? It means that when the Shakyamuni Buddha Dharma flourishes to the other country, and then these are that the Dharma progressing and developed when it's flourishing to the different part of the world or the country.
That the Dharma Jiva Dita Kisa Magi, in the Dharma Kaldu the Machin Rasarwati, you know, we say that Yaga Shindi Bashi, in the Lama Selling Bashi. Ini cawju sama si, ini pel si. Oh, tindak ngoto mampu tahu bela malu judi beres. Tindak pel mal pel sila ni cina tan. Tindak dat cawju korang jibat si. Dat cawju mal judi siapa tindak mal ini pel nazar lah zawa si. Salam cawju si. Ini sang garawa siapa tuan pel tindak mal kaji kat mungkin mal ramji judi beres. Mungkin mal siapa tanda pada jer mesti pergi lewat dah kaji.
So the Guru Atisha received those instructions from the Dawit received from he received the instructions from the Guru Shantipa, Guru Salingpa, Changchubu, Changchub Sangpo, and so on. So when he after that the Guru Atisha arrived in Tibet and he brought those instructions, unbroken instructions into Tibet, and in Tibet, Guru Atisha passing those instructions or giving those has given those instructions to the translator Naso and Naso Lozawa, Changchue, and so on. And then up to great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa.
Data tanda tuil pergi tak, dambat objek sesuatu tu pergi tak, cuci jisat di, jawab rum dambat itu, on rum dambat.
So Geshe-la wants to remember that the one the great to whom the great Guru Atisha has given those instructions, the man, the disciple called the disciple Gyawadam Tempa, who received the many unbroken instructions from Guru Atisha. So, in Tibet, Guru Atisha has composed the many scriptural texts or the shastra, and however, the main or the key point of those shastra or the scripture, the root text, what we call the Bodhipatha Pradip or the lamp for the lamp for the path to enlightenment, is the most important text the Guru Atisha has composed in Tibet. So regarding of the limb, the subject and the root text called the Bodhipatha Pradip or the Changchub Lamchen, the limb for the path to enlightenment. meant. This root text has a few special characteristics of the few special greatness. It says that all the Buddha Shakyamuni's, the key points of the sutra or the tantra was complete in these teachings of the Guru Atisha. And also the length for the part to enlightenment was composed by the Guru Atishas, because in order to subdue the disciples' mind, that is the one character. And then the third character, it has the character of that there are the two great trailblazers, the Nagarjuna and the Arya Asangas. And so from this lineage, there are all the gurus who has those the lineage of the trailblazers. And however the name for the path to enlightenment, which root text adorns with the instructions of those two great masters.
So
however, Gishala said that I'm explaining about the root text, what's called the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And it also should, and in the other hand, I'm explaining you about the Guru Tsongkhapa's the treatise on the great stage of the path to the enlightenment, which is a detailed commentary. So, however, between these two texts, it has a very connection each other, because of that, what subject is explained by the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. That is the same subject of the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the root text, which composed by the Guru Atisha. So these are the same subject. And in verse, I already mentioned that this is the composer who composed that. That means these are the same composer, the named different named Guru Tsongkhapa and then the Guru Atisha, because different name. But if we watch or observe upon the mental continuum, then the Guru Tsongkhapa is the Guru Atisha. Yes.
That is that.
So regarding of the greatness, it says that knowing that all of the teachings are the free of contradictions, the second part, the secondary parts, it says that the coming to the understand that all of the scriptures are instructions for practice, and third, easily finding the contrary's intent. It is on page 46 in this commentary, on page
46. Lungdo tema ni yo de ni ka de ma se de long de ma she long de ma sang ji song she ro da she de sang ji de ya da in bi ge za yo go ba de de ya in the sim ji ta ji sang ji sa go ya ge in ti ji ta no ze pe ge de sha ji de ti ka sha ni in bi ge gang ga le bi ge dang ga ji ba de sa ra ma ba she de ang go ren ba da kang de ba min da ye da de da dang ga min da ti ba she jung se da in ji bu she ni chu jung se ya de mo mo de yo ba she de wo ji de ya ti ge gang ga bi ge sik sik mu zin de bi she de da ka ze da yo ze ka ye da mi se de mo ti de bi ge 게어서 뭐 붙여고로 가지 티바 시부셔서 가지 티메르 가자디 가지 티부 시공서야디 돈다도 주디나 인상지 송기 색지 송면에 가르송 티기 텔야 쫑지 세야도 용된나지 지금 메게베 디레 상지 송잔요 말이스 제가 강사를 했는데 좀 세야다 용대 누가 시다라마 제가 뒤 거기 수송이나 특별시 좀 수송이나 강사 지 상제에 엔비게 탑스 코아델 엔이 가르세 송라마 담가 샤와세 이제 단 개와베 송 가르 송나 스승 개와요나 단달 개와메 비게 제가 얘는 송라 가르사 송라마 담가 샤와세 기부 강사 지게야 상제에 탑스
So here it said that there are two teachings or the doctrines of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the Lungki Tempa or the scriptural text, and then the Tokpe Tempa or the doctrine of the teachings, that's the realizations. And here what we're talking about is the scriptural. So whatever Shakyamuni Buddha has taught in order to benefit those sentient beings, in order to attain the enlightenment of those sentient beings. So because of that, in the subject matter, there are the different topics called the Kipu Chingjin Chesum, the three different types of the persons. And also some Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, it seems like they contradict, it seems like there is a contradiction, because of that Shakyamuni Buddha once taught that there is a self, and in other hand part he taught that there is no self, selfness, teaching about the selfness, and talking about the Hinayana teachings and the Mahayana teachings. However, all of these his teachings, in order to subdue and in order to attain the enlightenment of those sentient beings, and here it says that coming to understand that all of the scriptural are instructions or practice in order to attain the enlightenment. And however, the Shakyamuni Buddha's the intention is in order to clarify the mistakes of the sentient beings, in order to gain the knowledge by those sentient beings. So however, it says that the Geshe-la said that even the Shakyamuni Buddha taught a single verse, it is because of that it has ability to purify the mistake of the sentient beings. It has a quality to gain the knowledge. However, in brief and short, it's that Shakyamuni Buddha has taught the different types of the teachings in order to purpose to understand the intent meaning of him by those sentient beings.
Karsa tap yuzi do karse na ene pe da te pa chebu do shi na ene ngi sa yang da ta so modi da lam ngu ji do shi da te ge ya la le ene ro wa ene ko wa chi che ra go dong yang sam yang do wo ene le ne le la le da ya de ka ji ka da ji bu shu ni ge la mu da wo na di ye ga te pa chebu nyam sa go go ro wa ye ta du do de de sa ji ya le di sa ji wa la ene pe ge ten che ba so ni yu nukar ma ju jira, ina lamsa pe tsai jira san ji tawa ya marwa. Sheta, ten yu gawa yi, ten yu wa tila shio shi ya gaya, ten ya bu shi pigi, ina karsa, shio nyamsa len thongge ji guwa warwa. Sheta, shio nyamsa len thongge ji guwa tila ya, ina dendro ten san gu shi togu, ten shi, ta ten shi ju shi san gu shi togu warwa. Sheta, ten togu wa len di lang len ta, mi ki chibung ta, tila sirum ganga, jibu shi ngu na yi san gu warwa. Ati ma zon nukwa, be san ji gini si, ina lamsa kwa, karsa lende lane mata wal de do sa yo marwa si lende lane ta yati ji busum ga ji marwa si do do ta de ji shem mo de shin na ji chung dan den gi de de yela de ba she en ni shi sha yang ta te ba shem lo de ji de lam mo shi de sha gor da
Shakyamuni Buddha has taught those teachings or the methods in order to attain the enlightenment of those sentient beings. Regarding of the Mahayana teachings, he has taught about the renunciations, and then also the bodhicitta, the altruistic intentions, and the the wisdom which realizing the emptiness, those important subject matters, and the matters of the Mahayana teachings. And before that, the preparation, he talked about the cause and its effects, or the subject about the karma, or Tibetan we say lende, the cause and effect, and also the Dharma knowledge about the general sufferings of the samsara and the particular sufferings of the samsara, and then the law of the karma, because in order to practice the Dharma, someone who should attend the leisure and endowments existence or the luden. So however, the enlightenment, we have to attend the enlightenment through the different types of the human existence or the human body. Because of that, he talked about the subject about the cause and effect. Someone who practices those subjects about the cause and effects, they can attend the next good rebirth. And from rebirth and after rebirth, we can practice the Dharma and attend the enlightenment.
Yeah, then the Chamji Simba Terva Kansa. Simji Tasan Yixal Guya Tamja Shea, Simji Tamji Tonshi, where she was shooting Ganga Tonshi Guru, shooting Ganga to Gidin some Sigdwata, Gidin some, and then take by some silver dish, not to shoot to Javaina. In the Tigger Tonshi, we let Kenda be Tonshi and the Danga Tamba Madoji, and because something to take a catch on the wood, Sanji Humago, something depend on our whole something by your dear. So the Danga Tamba Gondrio or the Drogas, Danga Gate Tumble, Rimbati, so big in Yams and Kong Chin, in the Pah Hand, in the Tumble, so big at the Gate Kong to Majiba, in the Hand, your Marissa Data, Gobble Little Dissondo. So you seem daily, Rangy take a candle and never give a devil, doubt you, Cuba never name. Ken around you by his. There was Susuk Ali Susuk on Yam Gordon, in the neighbor hand in the Kung Shiver Mogu, Susuk Karsa in a Yam Lander beside me, or what I use some of the lady like his arm, maybe she held by pen and spent her Yamarva, or this one, that Nam Nick of the dear.
The action of the bodhisattvas, their what is their deeds or what is their actions? Their actions all the time in order to benefit those sentient beings. So when we observe about those sentient beings, there are the three different types of the persons: the person who has the small capacity or the abilities, and person who has the medium capacity or the medium score persons, and the person who are the great. Who has the great capacity or the advanced level persons. Because of that, there are the different types of the teachings. And those bodhisattva, how they benefit and how they take care for those sentient beings in order to take to the enlightenment. So there are two types of the benefits or to the sentient beings. One through the material benefits, or the benefits through the Dharma or the Dharma knowledge. So however, the benefits through the understanding knowledge of the Dharma is more important than the benefits from the material side. Therefore, how they benefit those sentient beings, and there are Yushila quoted from the two scripture or the text, one called the Chanju Semto, which is the commentary of the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, and then the other commentary of the Pramana Vatika or the valid cognition text, and then in the one commentary called about the Chanju Semto or the commentary of the Bodhicitta, it says that someone who benefits or the helping others, first one should be understand the knowledge by himself, and then he has to benefit the other persons. And in the text of the Pramana Vartika, or the valid cognition and text, and it says that Geshe-la quoted from his memory that the Tabjung Teju Kojoba so on. So however, someone who has the ignorant upon this subject, or who don't understand the subject matter, how to cross the samsara or attain the enlightenment, and then he or she cannot understand and then explain the other persons.
So those, and then also in the
Prajnaparamita, or the Proficient Sutra of the Buddha himself, said that the Bodhisattva should be understand all the knowledge upon the Hinayana vehicles, and the knowledge about the Mahayana vehicles. Whatever knowledge, Dharma knowledge are there, the Bodhisattva should be understand. And it is also the meaning of that all those teachings should not be the against or the contradictory each other. Someone who has the ignorant thought or misconception that, this is the Mahayana teachings, the Hinayana should not be practiced that, and then Hinayana should not listen that, and this type of the Dharma or the teachings are for the purpose, only purpose, or the mainly purpose of the Hinayana person, and we are the Mahayana person, we should not be listen that, and we should not practice that. Those don't understand those don't understand the meaning of that. The Shikyamuni, all of the Shikyamuni Buddha's teachings or the Dharma are not contradictory. Each other, they should be supporting each other. If they thought that they are contradictory each other, and then they forget about the practice, or if they practice the partial thought, then they don't understand the instructions or the main intended meaning of the Shikyamuni Buddha.
So,
for example, that there, what we call the Bodhisattva should not be follow or the practice that there's one conceptions or the thinking that those the Charvaka or the listener, and then some of they have the conceptions that the Nirvana or the liberation only for the self, oneself only in order to attain the liberation. That is not the common path of the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva don't have the motivations of that. For myself, I have to attain the liberations. That type of motivation, the Bodhisattva abandon it. So the other types of the Dharma knowledge, the common knowledge, for example, about the meditate upon the general sufferings of the painful of the samsara, and about the those subjects, the 10 non-virtuous actions, and the selflessness, and the taking refuge, and so on. Those are the Bodhisattva also learn and practice upon those knowledge. And then the Bodhisattva's purpose is in order to attain the full enlightenment. So in order to attain the full enlightenment, so the purpose of the Bodhisattva is not only just next good rebirth. Is that not his purpose in order to attain the enlightenment? However, he learned upon those cultivations and the abandoned names.
Yes.
In order to generate the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva has to practice upon the subject of the great compassions. So the great compassion induces the bodhicittas, and bodhicitta is a main knowledge in order to benefit those sentient beings and in order to attain the enlightenment. So as those are the proper order, regarding of that, it is also connected with the different types of the sufferings in the samsara. They are not, the bodhisattva are not thinking only about the suffering of the empty stomach or the thirsty. Those, the sentient beings, they can solve these problems by themselves. So however, someone who wants to benefit the other sentient beings, first they should be thinking about their sufferings and the cause of the suffering, how he or herself recycling in this samsara. And once they understand how they recycle in this samsara, then they can shift this conception or the thinkings towards the other sentient beings, how they recycle in this samsara. Because of this motivation is very important, because of that the great scholar Lamasungkhapo, in his textbook of the Madhyamika, or the commentary of the root text of the Madhyamika, Tibetan Geshe-la said that Uma Gombar Rapsils, and in that text the great scholar Tsongkhapa mentioned that someone who don't understand and someone who don't move when they're thinking about how to recycle in this samsara, and if they don't thinking about that, and then they cannot free all the sentient beings from the samsara. So Rose.
지당 비게다 심지에 동시에 발 심지에 내당 좀 되는 거 그러와 내당 신 내당 바베 동시에 거 그러와 제가 심지에 내당 해야 더 뭐 담보 아니 소소 거 사모도 네 어디니 신 거 변했다 카브 좀 소 소소 카브 좀 사그라 제 사유에 셰 네니 심지 현달 카브 좀 사다 하고 그러와 엔테가 내게 제 셰 양에 내 거 소소 가래 용 거 물 용 거 어디 수바 밖에 뭐도 신 거 좀 거 신 신 말에 네 카브 좀 현다 사고 와고 뭐라 제가 담보 소소 냠용 거 좀 거 와
And then the regarding of the compassion, how we should be generate the compassion, then we have to thinking about the sufferings of all the sentient beings. And when we experience the suffering of the ourself, then we can understand and then shift these motivations towards all the sentient beings. For example, if someone pokes you the needle or needle, then how you feel the suffers from that needle who pokes to you or the injections. From this, we can understand the suffering of the other sentient beings. So however, suffering should be understood by oneself's experience, and then it should be shifted to the other sentient beings, how they feel our suffering by those sentient beings.
제는 드레스온데다 에니 피게 투무람 강가 정지세 냠스랑 버자 디디 티신나 에니 티바심불 남나리야 에니 그러니까 티바 송가 그럼 강가 티 돈다 딘 상고 딘 뉴어스 가게 저르세브 남고시 가시 연라시 가시 티징 그럼 먼디 비베 냠스 랑자로 요 말에서 본다
So there are the different paths to cross the samsara. So when we're talking about the Mahayana path, it's a very very key points of all of those other paths. All of those other paths should be complete in the path of the Mahayana or the teachings of the Mahayana. So however, it's some of those teachings are some of those paths are the real path of the Mahayanas or the great vehicle persons. So some of those are not the real path, but it's just like a branch branch of or the limbs of that path. However, all of those paths should be concluded into the path of the Mahayana or the great vehicles.
Sangaina, Tiba Shivaland in the Sanga Ganga Tin and Duguris, Tindia, Kares and the Ditsung, yes. You dodges them, was here, you dodges them, was here, that Nanji Jimbo, Tiroa. So you cherry on the Chamjus and the Dormish, the head of punishing to Jovani, Nayan Dormish, also in the Roa, some good Chamjus and Jay, in Jeva Shilayati, in the Native Gospel, the head of Skanga, Tim and the Soul Shiri Song was the Song Yas. She had the positive of the last Chamjus, same musicians go, Parish Chimatul and Lavadrava. She had the music in Nanga of Kajima. Positive of the Shibang of the Johnson Yarma Pasha Yamarwa, or there is.
So if there are no contradiction between the profession vehicles or the vehicles of the professional vehicles, and what about the Tantrayana vehicles of the teachings of the Tantrayana, and it says that also there are no contradictory between the Tantrayana and then the professional vehicles. There should be also the supporting each others in this what called the Nijung Changsem Yang Tabe Tao power, what were the renunciations, bodhicittas, and then the wisdom which relies, realizing the emptiness, those should be carried up by those practitioners of the Tantra. And regarding of that, there's the textbook of the Tantra. It says the Gyudoji Temo in Tibetan, and in that it said that the motivation called the bodhicitta, and then the deeds of those bodhisattva should be practiced by those the tantric practitioners. Even the life force or even the course of life, they should not abandon the deeds or the actions of the bodhisattvas, and then they should not abandon the bodhicitta or the artistic intentions. They should even in the tantric practitioners, they should be practiced those. It means that they are not contradictory with each other.
Tetsu maze denjo lami gaji na da kanji kanzo ne on ji de mi chang dong song wo wa xiang xie zi xiang dong song wo na xiang zi se be la jia gang ge ne da de positive gao xie ba ta na le shi tetsu maze ne sang ga zang zi le de song xia ta do jie kan ru sa bu zha zi yu xie de ne do zi zi mo de zhe ya qie zeng sang de ba zu tam zhe song ji xie de ne de ma le yi de ru wa ka sa ren ga ji tam zi xie ren ge tam zi xie de ne yong wo xie de le ठीक बस समझ सकते हैं तो फर्जी ठीक बेची बस समझ सको रहा समाज है ना इन्हें लम्बे में जी चें करते दी चीज है ना फर्जी ठीक बस चें तो समाज ठीक बस समझ रहा समाज है ना दी वोमा दी नहीं जो जी ठीक बिल्कुल ठीक सी कर जी इन्हें ये तो वोमा सम समझा बता फर्जी ठीक बस शेष शब्द इन्हें संगल लम्बे कोण शेष शब्द को
So the yoga also Gishra refers to the textbook which called in tantric it says the yoga tantra and then also there are the commitments of those Rigna, we call the five family of the Buddha, Rigna, five families of the Buddhas. In those the texts, there are the different types of the commitments. Those commitments should be followed by the bodhisattvas. And in the professional vehicle, it says the great vehicle or the lesser vehicles. And in the tantric class, there are different types of the tantric class, like the Kriya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and the Anutra Yoga Tantra. So, in those the tantric levels of and the texts, there are the different types of the commitments or the pledge or the perceptions. So, all of those perceptions and the commitment should be practiced by those bodhisattvas.
Yes. Tabjusu, Pajin Tiba love the Yaganga in the big Sanga of the Yos Nearis. What Pajin Tiba Kursa Kundi Yakushimena, Sanga Yuayama, the Mongi, the Lamtumo Gijan said Yorua, Lamtumo Gijan said Pajin Tiba. She said the Pajin Tiba Mena, Sanga Yuayama, the two Somoma could say no Ishago, Zuara, or did it?
So in other hand, the commitments, of the Buddha Amitabha's, and then there also there should be they follow those commitments, and there is nothing that we should be the Bodhisattva should be abandoned. Now all of those commitments they should be they follow and practice. And some of there are few the exceptions, very few exceptions. So someone thinking about this, some few exceptions, and then if they thought there are the contradictory between the different levels of the practitioners of the Hinayanas and Mahayana, the different between the Pramana or the professional vehicles and the tantric vehicles, and then it's a not right conceptions. So, however, Geshe-la recommend that the someone who want to follow the tantric path, or the someone who practice the tantrayana, so the base and main foundations is the professional vehicle path are the more is the more foundations. Lacking of the path of the common path of the professional vehicle, then lacking of that, they cannot enter to the path to the Mahaya path to the Tantrayana.
Yes. Ini sangat mengapa sangat lama itu ini, ini saja sangat jauh, ini bagi kalian kerjaan aku juga sangat jauh, juga bagi kerja dia orang kerja bagi dunia dah, macam macam juga aku dia ni susul yang dia jauh, yang dia tu jauh, aku dia sini, dia juga sangat dah ni hafal lah, lama tu mahu aku sangat sangat macam ni, dia juga sini si gunga sini, ini pasang saya yang maris, sebab ini kerja dia sini, ini jung. Jungla is what that means. Similarity, not the Kalisha Major Sanja and Gajura. She said, the Jung Yoa is. She said, you saw Sasaki will say, tomorrow you janadi, you give me Sasaki, think on Zoya, and it's so great. Did you be somehow you did that? Let me did you be on the chain, the teenage to begin some of them, but they don't go that. It's like Jim was given a cargo with the Gumshi. Ini nyusun sampai kawat kita cerah dengan itu sangat macam balai waktu ini gunung aja na, waktu ini hal orang lah, tak? Jungjil, desa, desa sini, tak guna di mana dua orang sini, yang apa? Waktu itu.
So, regarding of the teachings of those the Anuttara Yoga, Anuttara Tantra. It says this the teachings in the Anuttara Tantra, it's all the highest level of the Tantra, right? It says that someone can attend the enlightenment in one's lifetime. It's very speed and it's like a miracle. So someone thought that, oh, I want to attend the enlightenment in one's lifetime, in very short lifetime, but without the practice of those the common path like the renunciations, bodhicitta, and so on. That's the Geshe-la says. That's very dangerous to ask. It's very we want the very very short time enlightenment, right? And then also this very dangerous to ask if we have motivation like that. Lacking of the motivation of the bodhicitta and the lacking of the thinking of the samsaric thinking of the renunciations of the determination of free from the samsara. Without this knowledge, yes, no one can attain the enlightenment very quickly. Therefore, someone who wants to attain the enlightenment, they should be practiced about the general types of the samsara and the particular types of the samsara in order to not commit or abandon those the dangers of the wrong conception of the thinking to attain the enlightenment very short time without the knowledge of those common paths.
现在当年嘛，但是我们这边呢，要么价格低多些，那就是要多，也都基本都是那烂米，赶紧采集上去等于你那么着哇。现在低的那就是现在低多些，光你营养就不到了，是不是？嗯。这个没办法，是吧？现在过当年就稍微有些，少就是不是没有了哇。现在低的那就过，你过营养就不到了，是不是？嗯。真的，但他不要紧是吧？他要东西给他，我听经济给他看到的，我当时等于他光的认真拿了，但他说没人知道先过营养就嘛是吧？现在经济光纤你，我当年就在先过东西给的，他要东西现在被其他那么累了，我拉米个费，他全部是什么事情都，我都是直接说的，中午开始中餐一直不是要着的，是吧？你那冷土我有马上去的，这个生存的不是个学费，那我直接就来玩的。嗯。
So in the past biography, in India, there's a one tantric practitioner. That tantric practitioner, he practiced the tantra, and the deity of the Hei Vajra or the Ke Doji, and then he has to attend the complete enlightenment. But instead of that, he attend just the entity of the continuum, therefore entity of the continuum, he just attained that level, he didn't attain the enlightenment, because of that he don't have the motivation and so on. So in Tibet also there are a province called the Dalyab. There in Dalyab there is a one tantric practitioner all the time who practices the tantra, and he practices the tantra upon the Jigje or the Vajrabhairava practitioner. He is the, so he practiced that without a good motivations, and after that he became the very bad and the evil person or the demons, and people named him the Dalyab evil or the Dalyab demons. So because of that, it's very very difficult to subdue him by the other masters. Even a great master, it's very very difficult to control him. Therefore, it's very important to have a position of those the common path.
Hmm?
的 path of the tantra is a speed or the rapid or the quick path. The short path, because of that, someone who has the knowledge, foundation knowledge of the professional vehicles or the common knowledge. So, however, someone who has the common knowledge or the professional vehicle knowledge, in addition, and if someone who can aid the teachings of the tantra, then they can go speak to the enlightenment.
我觉得这个呀，那冷土木的用的那个，那个就是先生呢，那他给男性给擦个清楚，心里的这几多几年就提了几多用过嘛，但冷木的产生上些什么东西就解脱了，人不得人不没呢，人不得人没事，根本解脱不了吧，现在得开心不幸福的事。嗯，so
therefore it's very important to understand the order of the different path, and then someone should not be very hurry to attain the enlightenment without the common path. So if you understand those techniques, how to cross the path one step after step, then there will be no dangers like the persons in India who practice about the Hei Vajra and then attain just the inter-continuum state or the level. He didn't attain the fully enlightenment. So however, it's very important to understand all of those steps or the levels of the path in order to attain the fully enlightenment.
in shubung le de pon do le se shubung le se de de pe ji bu shubung le pa ji de be le sang a ba de pe ne jo ba de le gung ma se ya so xian ni sang ye sa le ya kha ye ya lang ja da kha ye thor ja da ya de in shubung le she ge zu do da de de ye le me ko kha se me be sa me she ba zu lo ne ta ga ya le se shubung le de ki da ta ga de song do da ce de xiang yong go ne de che ma song che de ti ji de ni ju che bu yang sa le song xia de ti de 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 ji ho de shubung le ji dang de in ne be ge nyeba chebo ya ene geza jwa mongbo yi ti ti na tu che hyo de de chung le yi chung le de ga de sen sang ji ge yen song le ya yang ge de sang xian dan ni ya ge ngan de yang de ge de ngan de go ma de de ti de ba ji bu chung de de ba sen ngan de ti go ya ma de sen jwa la o ti chung le sa go ra o ti sa di pa che hyo chang sa go e ta ni ji che bu yang sa le ji song xia de ra ti de
And the other topic called the ultimate query, refrain from the great wrongdoing. So what's the great wrongdoing here? The great wrongdoing, someone who disrespect to the teachings and then the scriptures. Those are the wrongdoings. So that if someone who has done this wrongdoing, who disrespect to the sutras or the scriptural, that's the most dangerous actions or the bad actions. So in order, someone who follow the teachings, then they will automatically refrain from those wrongdoings. So it says that someone who has done the samya or the non-stop actions, it can be purified. But there's someone who has done the wrongdoing actions upon the disrespect of the Dharma or the teachings, it's very difficult to purify those wrongdoings. So in the other hand, it said that this is the teachings that of the great level persons, the great vehicle teachings, we should be respect it. Oh, this is the other level of the person, we should not respect, or we can abandon that. So these types of the thinkings and then these types of the actions to the disrespect to the other teachings, this also the what we call here the subject of the wrongdoings. So this can be purified someone who follows his teachings. And then Gishla also they said about the one teachings of the Guru Tsongkhapa is that nature chambo yang sa le kyang sung, it can be free from the abyss of the great wrongdoings.
That thing is that the reason that it temba sa ni gemi to sung ram da ma jaw ko ni sa ju sung ma temba sa ni gemi to sa di shu sa yis in di juma le ni ti ta sung ram mul da ma sha di ro wa ni chon so phi phi se ga ga yu sa ro wa che de ti ko da di juma le ni kar sa temba sa ni gemi to sa da sung ram mul da ma sha wa sa ro wa di ni ma sha yis
So today Gishila has explained about the subject, the main parts, what we call the showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respect for the instructions. It's in the page 46. Gishila explained in among that there are the four parts. The first part, what we call the knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradictions. So today Gishila finished about this part. And then the next coming Sunday, Gishila will tell about the coming to the understanding of the all scripture or the instructions for practice. The second part is on page 46. Gishila will continue from this in next Sunday. And then if you have some doubts or the questions, please ask to Gishila. Okay. Thank you. Someone has a question? Doubt? No? Yeah. And if you have some suggestion to me, if I have mistake on my translation, then you may tell me I don't understand that what we said and so on. Okay, please.
I always have lots of questions. Huh? I always have lots of questions. I don't understand a lot. So.
But the language you use is that.
I read a lot. I didn't read a lot, but good. The Tantra and Tantrayana is often referred to in the books about Dharma or even in the teaching. And all the other paths, I kind of have an idea of what, you know, bodhicitta is, renunciation and all this. But Tantrayana, it's always referred to, but I have absolutely no idea. I can guess, but I have no idea what this is about, what the path is about, or Tantrayana. So if Geshe-la can maybe give an idea of what Tantrayana is.
Geshe-la.
Mena kardin sigor, she's the yi kyava shibas. Yi kyava shiva. She rajid of generi. She does the gogs kardin, and the gogonayan to my piggy was here for a while. She does not decors it on that of you, and the tea tree of Lange of Shuburwa. She does not, and that young put loves to go here, young or a dog. What is it?
So the Geshe-la said the Tantra. Tantrayana, right? The vehicle of the Tantra. So one, it's literally the meaning of, in general meaning of the Tantra is that the protect from the mind, the protection of the mind. That's the one meaning of the Tantra. And if you want to go to a specific subject or the knowledge about the, and then there are the different types of the Tantra, right? And then the different types on the different levels of the Tantra, then we can learn the different knowledge. Is your doubt okay? The Tantra, Geshe-la called it Yi Top. And then Yi is the mind or the mental continuum, so Yi. And Tibetan, we say Top is the protection. However, protect your mind from some dangers and so on.
Okay. So
Protect.
Is it the practice of
mental
the
protection? It seems like, yes.
Okay. Is it the practice of the mind outside conceptualization? Is it the practice of the mind outside conceptualization?
Protect, right? Protect.
Okay.
Project. Or the good. Guard your mind.
Or projections of the
mind. Yeah, protection.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, please. You give the mic to him.
Geshe-la, I have a mind that likes to worry a lot, and it's sometimes very hard to calm it down. Like, I know His Holiness says, why worry if you can't do anything about things, but my mind worries anyways. So I was wondering if there's a meditation that you could recommend to help calm the mind so it's not so busy getting worried.
Geshe-la. Morali sem yorajla. Sem nada anzima da semje biliyorala.
Semje.
Semje. Semle semje mangbu shu du rala gishla. Semle semje mangbu shu yeza ene Quran dile shi. Tanda semje ma da ma ma shiye che du ra.
Tori.
Semje ma jamye che du ene meditation ra. Lana gom ra gishla. E gom dile ke yunas mo geje dile gishla. Mm. Mm.
In the Sajin, you know, the answer that the end of the day, you know, your money. She said, Dico Halias, go ahead, Mazita. Did the name, don't any pigs, Tarata or some of the other music. Quite in the court, they recall any domain of your place. She don't show, she don't share the teenage of your law. The other Kaduka, the Korean, I need to do a canin, you win a tell young Kaduka to some of the young.
So, Yeshua says that the so whatever you have the worrying or the problems, you have been thinking upon what is the cause, what is the origin, what you have worrying to. So analyze upon those causes. This is one way how to solve your problems, how to calm your worrying. So if Yeshua tell about general suffering, and whenever we are exist in the cycle of existence or the samsara, whenever we have taking or carry this contaminated aggregates or the bodhi, they're always suffering with us. It's not surprise. They're also always suffering with us whenever we carry this contaminated aggregates of the samsara or the cycle of existence. So if you don't want to carry or don't want to feel the sufferings, then we have to thinking about the how to attain the nirvana or how to attain the liberations. So these are the general talking about the Dharma, and if we reverse again, so whatever you have the sufferings of the temporal suffering, you have to think its causes and try to solve the problems and try to calm down.
So that Nasa object is not in any you may ever be in. In the Nayati, the game of laying up a chicken, Nadi, said that the big social shield of Jabs to Gujo, Jabs to Chil Kacho in the Gunjo, Chikilan, the Chiman, the Bashabu, the Tayatan, nine years and what in that country for Kaduka, the Red Sound Donjur.
So someone who has illness or the disease, then it comes from its bad causes or the non-righteous actions, and from that we search those the jewels, the triple jewels or the triple gems, and refuse the triple gems, and then thinking about not to feel the suffering like this in the futures. So you have to thinking about those thinking or the motivation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kishila. Sure. Kishila case.
Thank you, Geshe-la. We understand that we're in samsara and we have an unenlightened existence, but for the Western mind to say, I get sick, I'm going to face death because of my non-virtuous actions, is kind of a harsh way of looking at it. And we understand that because of our misperceptions and...
Because of?
No.
Because of what?
our misperceptions, mm-hmm. our misunderstanding mm. that we are here in samsara anyway. But it's still very hard when we, especially perhaps, it's just difficult to say you're sick because you did non-virtuous actions.
Dan orang dia di lawan gila. Orang juga dan dia dah dan nang channel dia mampu dah nang masih nang be channel ada dungin juma ina dungin ju ini le sayur ini le di jibu mi yuris masih di gila dan ini semua rar sini jora lah. Ini buat ni samsa orang juga dan ini amjol mampu kau dan ini si dan ini hak hulu tu sura gila. Ini dan ini kadu dan ini re sami dan ini re sami jora. Tapi di insan dan ini cuma re sami dia kaku tu sini lah. Jadi di lah dan ini jibu dan ini cuma re sami nang cium siapa nang sini jora lah. Di sana orang juga mengzol lah yang ni di kaku tu. Oh,
di dekat yang mana dia yang yang sanggup dia ni tesa siapa dan ini fendo orang lah yang yang sanggup ni hilang dia macam. In today, you know, any cut will be gained with this and the Lamson cut it of Jato Yungo or Namji, you come in and got gained and again on the room as you cocker to the cut the jungle with the third or a different one. This is your young Congo.
So, also the when we have the sufferings and we listen many times that suffering comes from its cause, it comes from the non-virtuous actions, we listen many times. But when the suffering comes to us, it's very hardly to trust upon, and it's very hardly to those goes into the practice. It's not easy. Therefore we have to thinking about the cause and its effects again and again, again and again. When it becomes a very familiar, then it can benefit it and it can become our painful and then sufferings. So Gishila says that we have to meditate again and again. Right. Yeah?
Again? Again? It's hard to say to non-Buddhists that particular point.
It's very hard to say what?
To say that to
So Gishila recommend that if those are the non-Buddhist persons or the other persons, when we talking about the theory or the knowledge of the Buddha Dharma, and then we have to analyze upon those. Is it time to talk to them? If we be interested by them and not, and through our analyze or checking the time and so on, when it is time, then it's interest to talk to them. Therefore, the Shakyamuni Buddha also taught about the different types of the teachings and the different types of the lectures. Right? And it's time, when it's time, we have to talk, right?
Chuchite.
Now the Chuchi Zosa. Chuchi Zosa. Now the time is over, okay. Grand finish. Thank you very much for the few questions.